Hey, hello, and welcome to Podatog, the podcast where we pod togs, tog pods, and talk about Magic the Gathering. I'm your host, Bugs Matrix. Leave that in. And with me as always, is the illustrious
Jordan Black, also known as Jesus. Oh, you just hit me with it.
You both suck at your jobs. Holy shit.
Oh, no. This is what happens. We take 1 week off, and I completely forget how to do anything.
I'm taking your fucking intro slot. I'm going before you. I'm producer Rosa. I'm producer Rosa.
That is producer Rosa.
Hi. I host hosting. And I'm gay.
What's up, my goblins? Welcome to Podatog!
Podatog!
Kid, we got
Podatog.
Oi, kid, we got mad fucking packs to crack, kid.
Hey yo, you wanna play some Magic the Gathering on Podatog? Oh, nope. I hate this. This is all
staying in, by the way. This is golden.
Just do Bugs, give me your best Mark Wahlberg impression.
Hey, is a Vietnamese guy over there?
Hey. Is that a Vietnamese guy over there?
Let's fucking get him.
All I'm saying is that if I was there at 9/11, it had gone down differently, okay?
Hey, look, all I'm saying there is if I was in the Wizards Banning Council, Nadu would have gone down differently. That's all I'm saying. See, this is why we need a Patreon so that people can not miss out on all this gold, all this just greatness that's happening right here.
I'm Mark Wahlberg. I'm fucking gay.
I'm Marky Mark.
Yeah. I'm gay.
Check
Wahlberg.
Out my. I'm check out Wahlberg my funky bun.
Hack.
Hey, I'm Nadu. Winged Wisdom. Okay. Winged Wisdom. Hey. Jesus Christ.
I'm sucking a gay man's penis.
From the top.
I'm sucking a straight man's penis.
Don't care anymore.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
One more time.
Okay. Hey, welcome back to Podatog. Oh, God, that was... Oh, wait, no, it's fine, because we're on different voice tracks. One more time.
Yep.
You're listening to Podatog, the podcast where we podtogs, tog pods, and talk about Magic the Gathering. I'm your host, Bugs Matrix, and with me today is, as always, the illustrious...
Jordan Black. I love how you came in hot, like you were gonna introduce, like, the morning traffic report off that one. That was a good one.
I got a face for radio and a... voice for...
Nope, other way around.
No, we're keeping it. Voice for pain.
Okay. All right, let's keep it. Let's steamroll right on through. How have you been, Bugs?
I'm actually doing pretty fucking good. I'm like literally hot off workout, so I'm like got the endorphins going and shit. And I'm in the midst of sleeving a blue-black fairies control pauper deck as we speak. How about you?
Interesting. I have a mono blue fairy thing that I've been trying to get off the ground, but I've also been okay. I am getting over a cold, which has been not so fun, but on the upside of that, I am over it now, and I've been really kind of raring to go and get out and do stuff again, including going to stores and playing Magic.
Fuck yeah, glad I'm feeling better. Oh my god. How we haven't like hella talked like talk since the holidays.
No, it has been a minute for sure.
Yeah, that's fucking nuts. You get up to anything fun over Christmas, etc.?
No, not really. I had like some holiday time with my family, and some, you know, time with partners and stuff. But other than that, it was, you know, it was a holiday season. I made some decks. I got to play with some friends. And oh shit, no, I've been getting into proxies again. But we can save that for a second, because that's been my primary thing. I'm like, oh, I haven't really played much. No, it's because I've been making cards and ordering cards, and whatnot.
Oh my god, no, I'm stoked to get into the proxy thing in a little bit. I spent most of my Christmas forcing my immediate family to learn how to play Cube.
Now, when you say that, do your family members already have like a baseline knowledge of Magic going in?
Like all of my family members, my mom included, actually, have played Magic at least like a little bit. I'd say most of them have less than like 15 games under their belt, but like one of my brothers has like a slightly upgraded Slivers pre-con that he likes playing in Commander Nights, and my little sister adores the card Minsk and Boo.
As well she should, yeah.
As we all should. Breaking news, as of like literally, I think like today or yesterday, for all y'all Canadian Highlander fans, Minsk and Boo's finally got a point. They finally pointed the damn card, which it's about goddamn time, because that thing is heinous in 1v1, and people should have to make a choice as to whether or not they're going to run it. But I'm really happy, just both, like, I think that's very healthy for the format, and also, like, it puts a little more respect in my boys' names.
Yeah, people, I have yet to play, even though I've gotten a couple of them, and I even have a Boo token. I have yet to play Minsk and Boo. I had an opportunity when I actually did a commander draft of Baldur's Gate, because they were one of the heroes, but I had already gone with my pick of Bane as my commander, so that didn't quite work out the way I wanted, or I would have liked.
That's still fucking sick, though. I would walk or run, don't walk, to play a Minsk and Boo. Like, I love resolving this fucking card, and now there's a shiny one in my Oops All Foils cube. So there's actually a bunch of fun new updates in this thing.
Awesome. Like,
yeah, no, one of my friends, Beyond the Machina, follow them on everything, please, sent me this, like, really sick Christmas gift that was a bunch of custom tokens and proxies that they did.
Nice.
And that included these really, really, really fucking sick, hopefully by the time we post this, I'll have actually post a picture of these, really, really nice proxied Power 9. Like, the art style is very, like, middle school, like, talented middle school artist drawing in the margins of, like, an essay type of doodles.
I kind of love that.
They're incredible. And so, Vi and I have been slotting them into the cube, and it is, like, the funniest power level now. Like, it is truly, I guess it's, like, it doesn't have a finalized name yet. I've been calling it like the kitchen table power cube. I'm kind of erring towards shoebox vintage cube, because, like, you know, it's like vintage power, like, it has fucking Power 9 in it, you know, it's got all the moxes, got Black Lotus, it's got fucking like Time Walk and shit, but you're using these to cast, like, so far we've only drafted the Black Lotus. It's only come up in draft once. And the only thing it's been used for is to repeatedly cast a Shivan Dragon.
Great. Yep.
Which
great.
Is, like, I'm sorry, that's so fucking, like, that is exactly the kind of Magic I want to be playing.
I'm unironically into that.
Like that's perfect. Yeah, I'm gonna crack a Black Lotus, turn 3 Shivan Dragon, deal with it, chump. Cut a 5/5 with fire breathing, get fucked. Like,
I love it.
It's incredible. What other funny shit? Rachel, who was on a couple pods ago, sent me a gift card for TCG Player for Christmas.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I've been using it to primarily upgrade the cube. So that's like, nice. The Minsk and Boo. I got a shiny Soul Ring for it. Got a shiny Delver of Secrets, and I have thoughts about Delver of Secrets that we'll get to later when we talk about some Innistrad reveals.
Hell yeah, because that upcoming, is in there.
Yeah, the upcoming remaster, and like, thank God. But I got a shiny Wyrmcoil Engine for it, because like, Wyrmcoil Engine's fucking sick. And then I spent like the rest of the gift card on shit for my Pauper Mill deck, because I am a sadist, a masochist, and a bad person.
Jeez. Wait, you put what into a Pauper Mill?
Oh, no. Oh, I've just been getting, like, Jace's Erasures, Curse of the Bloody Tomes, Dream Twists, shit like that.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, no, nothing, like, it's, they're reasonable cards. They're very reasonable cards. I say, gleefully, because, like,
mischievously.
I am on, like, I love playing Cube because it lets me build a new deck every single time, and that, like, lets me satiate whatever, like, whimsy I'm feeling. But if I'm playing anything constructed, if it's Commander, I want to do big funny things and be a problem and play, like, funny tricks on God. If I'm playing, like, 60 card, I'm a dirty, dirty control player.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, no, I, like, it's, I, the, it's literally the two most recent decks that I've been futzing around with, for Pauper are, a blue-black control and mono blue mill. Like, oh, hell yeah. So I just got news for something that I'll hopefully able to talk about hopefully the next pod, maybe the pod after that. Stay tuned. That's a special surprise that'll help us later. I can't even tell you off pod. It's a very secret project.
Oh, that secret. Okay, okay.
Yeah, it's
not that secret as if I know that secret, but it is that secret. That secret.
Yes.
Yeah,
I think
gotcha.
I can
okay.
guess that secret.
I mean, you could, but you'd probably
I'm not
be
going
wrong.
To.
You know what? Schrodinger's secret guess. You might be right. We'll never know.
Yeah.
Oh my god. But actually, I guess the most recent Commander deck I've been brewing though is it was a Pilot deck. Jordan, are you familiar with Pilot?
As in the Pilot mechanic?
No, the Pilot format, the or Commander variant.
No.
Oh, cool! I get to proselytize. So my friend, my friend Valerie, has been developing this kind of vehicle-centric commander variant that she's called Pilot, and it's the idea is you choose your pilot and then a rig for them to drive around in, and it's 80 card decks instead of 100 card decks, still singleton. It's got like a commander ban list plus a handful of other cards that probably should be banned in Commander because they're like. Not great for the format, plus some things that are, like, specific to Pilot, but you choose... The way you choose your rig is the crew cost has to be the same as your commander's power, which leads to some, like, really funny deck brewing challenges. And I was on a stream a couple of nights ago with my Mabel, Heir to Cragflame... / Rolling Ham Sphere Boros Buddies deck. And this thing, due to like kind of a nuts opening hand and a nuts draw, I was able to get the Ham Sphere down on turn 5.
Jeez.
And give it haste and trample and vigilance and run people over for 8. Rolling Ham Sphere, for any of y'all who have not gotten the joy of resolving this card, is from one of the Bloomburrow Commander decks. It's a 7/7 crew 3 vehicle. It's a 4/4 with Rolling Ham Sphere gets +1/+1 for each hamster you control. And whenever Rolling Ham Sphere attacks, create 3 1/1 red hamsters. And then you do... X damage to any target of your choice, where X is the number of hamsters you control. And, beep beep. It was an incredible match. Like, the way that, the Pilot Rules Committee has kind of tuned the format and, ban list allows for, like, slower, grindier games that, like, really want to kind of harken back to, like, old school Commander. And it's a fucking blast. Like, everyone's deck got to do absolutely objectively like horrific things. It was awesome. I highly implore both you, Jordan, and our dear listeners to check out the format, brew a deck. It's a lot of fucking fun.
I might, because honestly I've been looking for something just a little different lately, and that sounds I don't know. I've been, so I accidentally found myself in a draft, a chaos draft because I had mistakenly gone to the store one day. I didn't realize what day it was. And so my regular commander play group wasn't there, but the group that is usually there were like, hey, we're doing a chaos draft. And I was like, okay, well, I'm not planning on doing anything else. I guess, sure, why not? And I'm like, damn, I haven't drafted, and I've just been stupid busy, but I haven't drafted since Foundations. Mm-hmm. And I haven't chaos drafted since months before that. And I forgot, God, how much I love drafting.
Oh my God, drafting's the fucking best. Drafting is
so good.
So good. Oh my God. What kind of archetype were you on?
What did I do? It was a true chaos draft where I couldn't even tell you what all the packs were, but I ended up doing blue white flyers with
Pride and True.
I'm trying to think. There were cards that led me that direction. I don't even remember what they were at this point, but it was a lot of because some of the other people were looking for surveil lands, so they ended up using a lot of Karlov Manor stuff, which was fun because there was like a lot of disguise mechanics and surveil mechanics, which was interesting and something I hadn't really I did not get to draft any of the Karlov Manor stuff, so being able to play it in that forced limited capacity was really interesting. And it just reminded me
awesome.
Well, and it reminded me of how much I like, because I had some leading up to that, I had had some really just incredibly frustrating commander games. I don't want to shit talk people too much, but
no, but we can broadly, someone who's on this commander and it just didn't feel good.
So when you sit down to a commander table, right?
Right.
I had this. All right. Sorry. I need to clear my throat. Give me one second. Okay. So to go back even a little bit further, I think I talked about this last time, but I recently went down, I visited a partner down in Texas. And when I was down there, I got some really good friendly commander games in. And the group I was in, I brought some decks. I went to a local game store. I kind of, you know, asked, I saw there was a table with 3 out of 4 players. And I was like, hey, do you guys want an extra? They're like, yeah. I'm like, okay, well, what level are you playing at? And they're like, yeah, you know, we don't usually have any infinites. We don't have any of this. And I'm like, okay, perfect. And I fit in perfectly. Everybody had a great time. I played for like 5 or 6 hours with them. It was really good.
Heavenly. That sounds heavenly.
It was one of the best Magic experiences I've ever had. And like complete strangers, just playing one night. Had a great time. Now, contrast that with, and again, this is going to vary by store. I understand that. Not everybody's definitions are going to be the same. So if you have like it's the same problem that a lot of like game reviews have, where people think like a 7 is somehow average, right?
Whereas like a 7's like, that's pretty good.
Exactly. A 7 is not average. That is pretty well above average.
Like a 7 is, oh, I'm, this is interesting.
Exactly. And so I think that is a similar problem with people's own ratings. So there's two problems I've noticed. Is one, people rate themselves lower and know that they have higher power. And that pisses me off. Or people don't understand like what the rating is for. Yeah. And so because they, you know, might not technically have something that goes infinite, or they might not technically have, you know, something that just wipes the board other than, you know, a board wipe just repeatedly, they're like, oh no, yeah, this is a 5. And so again, I realize this is a lot of bitching to get to the point.
It's an unmodified precon. Yeah, and you're playing dog meat. You're playing fucking dog meat.
Like, you're playing Mothman. You're playing like, and there are some, people, and I give them a little bit more grace, because there are some people who are like, yeah, this is the only precon I have because my friends got me into it. I just kind of want to keep playing with it. I've tooled it up a little bit. Those people I have so much more grace for.
You can, I don't even care if you're an established player, and it's like, if we're playing at a precon level, this is the only precon that I have that's intact because it's a fucking house. Like, good to know. Like, I don't want to drag anyone, but like, still, you just be honest with what the fucking tech is.
Yeah, like, so that's the thing. Are you familiar with Thraxamundar?
Baby, it's almost Thraxamundar Thursday. I love Thraxamundar.
You're heinous. So the thing with Thraxamundar is that not what I would call a five.
No, I'd say Thraxamundar is solidly like, I mean, if it's Thraxamundar and it's only like Grixis junk.deck, sure, maybe.
It's because it was Thrax and then cycling things like Plague Crafter? Or is it Plague Crafter, Plague Bringer, Plague something Plague?
Let me just gonna look up Plague on Scryfall here, because I want to paint this full story.
Yeah, it's the one that when it enters, you sacrifice something.
Mm-hmm. That would be yeah, it's Plague Crafter.
Plague Crafter. And then there was another one that
were they doing like Displacer Kitten Plague Crafter shit?
Not even Displacer Kitten, just Graveyard Recursion and Looping.
Oh.
And then like Butcher of Malakir and gross. It was gross.
I mean, I do gotta respect them. I this deck sounds awesome, but that's not a five.
No, and so that's the thing, is that like if you sit down to like a five or six table and you pull that out, the problem is it's not that I am not equipped to deal with that in any deck, but the problem is that nobody thought that like they would be, nobody came equipped to deal with that with the decks they have out.
Yeah, no, like it, please loudly announce that it's Thraxamundar Thursday and we will respond in kind.
Yeah, no, I straight up told the guy, because he was a little bit too chummy and he was a little bit too happy about
the fact
that...
Oh, he knew what he was doing then, too.
Exactly. And it was like literally every turn he was wiping everybody's board multiple times and then hitting with Thrax. And I told him, like, okay, like, I'm letting you know, the next time we sit down at a table together and you pull out Thraxamundar, I'm pulling out Shouldred.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I told him that's what's up. So the deal that I'm currently sticking to.
I think that that's a very reasonable thing. Like, I don't know. I mean, in my recent Commander games, I've really tried to avoid using like a number to describe my decks. Like, the most Commander that I get in right now is like guesting on folks' streams. Like, especially like, I love going on like charity streams and stuff. They're so fun. Right. And so I've been big into my Niv-Mizzet Visionary deck. This is the first, I think this may be shocking for all listeners. This is the first Izzet deck that I've actually liked playing. I'm usually not an Izzet girly. But
you know what? It's weird that you say that, because I've built like three Izzet decks in the past, and I always hated how they played until my Izzet Zombie one. So I know exactly what you're.
Oh, Izzet Zombie feeling. Sounds hot. That's awesome.
It's so. Oh, I. It's, it has rocketed to one of my favorite decks. It's so fucking fun.
Oh my god! Same with this fucking Niv though. And so like the way that I describe it is, I'm like, I'm on Niv, I'm on Burn, I'm on Helicard Draw. It's got the Infinite with Perun in it, and I run a Fierce Guardianship. Like, that is what the deck is. Yep. It's got a lot of, it's got a shitload of triggers where I'm going to be doing so much weird incremental damage to your faces. And I'm telling you this up front because it's what you hope and fear a Niv-Mizzet Visionary deck is going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the best version of it? No, but even like a cobbled together version of it's fucking heinous. If we're good with that, we're good with that. Otherwise, I'll run my Great Rat Museum with Wick World Mind. Which that has an infinite in it too. It's got a Doomsday Pile to go for infinite Marinar activations.
Yep.
With a Zulaport Cutthroat.
See, like Vren and Maronar on their own are heinous.
Oh my god, I love my nasty rat boyfriends. Oh, I love them.
I could not fucking imagine that throwing in like Infinite and Zulaport.
Yeah. No, it's a nasty piece of shit, but it's slower. Like, god, do I have a normal commander deck right now, actually?
Well, see, and that's the thing there is that, like, you're able to sit down and be like, okay, yeah, this has some heavy stuff in there. And for most of my commander decks, when I make some, like, I know when I've made something heavy, and the only reason I make something heavy is now to, like, be able to just actually play the game and play cards when I sit down and somebody pulls out Atraxa or Thraxamunda or something, where I can go like, okay, like, fine, I guess I wanted to play these goofy ass kind of jank decks. I wanted to play this mono blue fairy artifact love Voltron deck that I've made, but I haven't been able to because every time I sit down, somebody's like, yeah, I'm gonna play some bullshit. And I'm like, okay, well, I guess I'm gonna play some bullshit too, so I can actually like play the game.
I hate the arms race. Like, again, get into my pilot problem. Like, it's great, but I mean, yeah, like, I guess I'm also like brewing all of my decks, like, because I play so publicly often.
Mm-hmm.
I'm brewing heinous decks to, you know, be the heel of the stream. Like, I want to. My pet deck is Rhea Ivor, Bane of Bladehold. It is my Phyrexian Invasion Infect deck.
Oof.
Like, I've won if I turn the entire table against me. Like, oh my god.
I cannot imagine that's hard to do.
Oh, no. But see, like, that lets me headcanon that as, like, a custom immediately made version of, like, the March Machine team-up cards. Like, I have forced three unlikely allies to take down the glory of Phyrexia.
Fair. Yeah.
I win. Like, and otherwise, like, I don't know.
If nothing else, flavor win.
Yeah. I just picked up the oil slick foil version of Rhea Ivor in the, like, the showcase art.
Ooh.
I love having a favorite commander who's most, like, blinged out spicy version is, like, $2. That makes me so happy.
And as somebody who's gotten way into Taysa,
yeah,
it bums me out because I love Taysa. I want that $40 the anime art Taysa.
Oh my,
so bad. God. So bad. I might just make a proxy. I don't know. I love that card so much. I don't want to pay $40 for it though.
Most cardboard isn't worth $40. No. Oh my god. I was looking when I was like updating or buying some updates for the cube. You know, I was considering like, oh, do I like, you know, like a heavily played Emrakul's only like $17. And I had to be talked down by like, okay, but like you can't see a picture of it if you're ordering on like TCG Player or something. So like, what does a heavily played foil look like? Is this thing a fucking Pringle?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to spend $17 on a Pringle. But yeah, no, like I'm really curious to see, how the now under WotC management, like, remember when they announced like the sort of like tier system when they took over?
Yeah.
I'm really curious to see how that impacts and possibly even like negates the issue, like the power level issue, because I think that's really been a thing in Commander for a while. And so like, I don't know, I would love to never have like super fucked table imbalances ever again. And I think most people would. Like, I'm definitely not all in there.
Well, and I think that like at some level it's going to be unavoidable because, you know, sometimes you build a deck just to do a thing, but that thing isn't going to happen as quickly or as powerfully as a lot of other things.
Right. Right, like, oh my god, I just want to play Shiv and Wumpus, man.
I know the feeling.
But I think that's probably good on kind of commander talk. Do we want to get into I know we want to talk about proxies and everything, but we do have a little bit of breaking in parentheses news question mark.
Oh.
How much have you seen vis-a-vis the speculation on what the currently unknown late fall Universes Beyond set is? Like,
Bugs, ask me what I know about the late fall Universes Beyond set.
What do you know about the late fall Universes Beyond set?
I know nothing about the late fall Universes Beyond set. More like Universes Unknown to me.
Well, there is some startlingly interesting evidence that literally this just came about as of the day before yesterday. We were recording this. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That a lot of folks are speculating that it might be Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Yeah. People are, aren't they?
This was mainly due to these different like arena theme packs that have been released since the start of the new year, each one seemingly corresponding with each upcoming set in the order that they're coming out. So it's like for Aether Drift, there was a vehicle thing. For the new Tarkir set, there's going to be a bunch of dragons, etc., etc. For the Spider-Man set, they just did a bunch of spiders, and so these are like being released sequentially with how the different sets were going to be coming out. And then the final one had four different spells with fire, earth, air, and water in their names, as well as two creatures with bender in their names.
It is compelling evidence, honestly. Like,
it could be the funniest red herring known to man.
It would be. Here's the thing. It would be so much weird work for a red herring.
Yeah, that's like,
I'm not sure. Like, I don't know what they would accomplish by this thing. But the other half of it is Avatar has been. Well, it's a couple things, because like they are doing. We know they're doing a secret layer with SpongeBob, which is a Nickelodeon property.
Yes.
Avatar has been doing hella tie-ins to other stuff. Overwatch 2 just had an Avatar tie-in skin set. And they are trying to ramp up as much as possible, because I think the first new Avatar thing from that Avatar Studios comes out later this year. So like every little thing kind of lines up outside of just like the very basic evidence.
I need to do one quick Google, because I think I can raise you one more.
Okay, lay it on me.
Let me double check the dates. Let's see. No fucking way. Yeah, I'm no fucking way. So you know what corresponds with Magicon Chicago's opening day,
the 20th
anniversary.
Is it the 20th anniversary? Holy shit.
Of Avatar The Last Airbender airing.
Magicon Chicago, get the fuck out, really?
Yeah. That like, I'm that's calling it now.
Okay,
I'm calling
that's
it
crazy.
Now. That's going to be the big day one unveiling.
That is crazy.
That, like, from a marketing standpoint, I really have to applaud that. Like, that's gnarly. But yeah, so how you feeling about Avatar as Magic cards?
I think on its face, it makes a lot of sense. You know, like the elements correspond pretty dang closely, if not directly, in the case of like fire, water, earth.
Yeah.
I don't know how big it is. Sorry, my dog.
You're good.
I don't know how big Avatar is compared to like when you look at there've certainly been fluctuations in the recognizability and how big some of these series are to one another. But Avatar is not on the level of like it is very beloved. People do love Avatar. It is not on the level of Marvel. I would say it's maybe not even on the level of like Fallout or Warhammer.
I would disagree. I think that there's.
You think so?
I would put it at least like, especially for thinking there's like belovedness, but also like richness of potential world building.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And I think that like it's certainly as compelling of a setting as a Fallout, as a Warhammer.
Okay. Yeah. And, yeah. No. Like I think in terms of world building and stuff. Oh, absolutely. Like I think it is a very good fit for Magic. I am just worried. I guess I need to see what it is. Like, what style of set is it? Is it like here's four commander decks, or is it here's the whole spread?
Oh, I mean, I believe it's going to be a draftable set.
Huh.
And so
here's my other question then.
Well, four commander decks. I mean, that writes itself. Water, earth, fire, air.
Oh yeah, like right there. Like you have like there are so many ways you can divide that. But I have a couple other questions. One, is it just going to be Avatar, or is Korra and whatever the new Avatar stuff, is that going to be included?
It's got to be.
I feel like you have to. Like Korra is too, again, like popular as a property unto itself. But my other big question is, how is the art going to be represented? Because I don't think that the very, like, I think you really need to put more detail into that art and that world to really match what people expect from Magic.
I am going to also call my shot here. I think especially, I bet the art's going to look similar to what we've seen from the Final Fantasy teasers.
Okay, yeah.
Plus, I mean, like, Magic in the last couple of years has been getting very into, like, different anime style cards. Like, think about especially like
they have
all of the like even most recently the jumpstart, some of the jumpstart rares, and I wouldn't be mad if it's like around that style for the set. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I could get on board with that. My thought always goes back to whenever I think of, and I don't know why, but whenever I think of animated adaptations, my thought goes right back to the Transformers guest cards, which
yeah.
I like those cards a lot. They're super fun, but I think the designs and the art they use, which are basically just made to look like stills from the 80s TV show, are so boring.
They could have gone harder.
If you look at like the showcase versions of those cards.
Oh yeah, no, and I have
those things go stupid, and I'm like, that's what I want, and I hope that they don't fall into that pit again. I'll play it. I liked Avatar. I don't love it, but I think that is a good fit. That is certainly different than Marvel. Like it gives you a good breadth.
Yeah, no, I Avatar is hitting for me similar to the way Final Fantasy is hitting for me. And I have just been thinking about like, oh my god, like I'm excited to see like different versions of like Zuko as like his arc progresses like through the series, just like from a purely like I'm curious like what color alignments they're going to have.
That would be very fun. I like that a lot.
Or just seeing like different, some of the different avatars represented. Like I think that the types of, I guess like bending isn't technically like magic in the quite like technical sense, but I think that it's like, I don't know. I think being able to conjure water or like fire from nothing fits very well alongside, you know, Jace's whole shit of like, melting someone's brain. Like,
oh yeah, no, like I think, like, the two can work so well together. Like you can easily see classic cards being reprinted and refit, like Repulse, you know.
Repulse.
Spitting Earth.
Yeah, oh my god,
like stuff like that, that I'm like, yeah, this is like that's just some magic shit, but also could easily fit in Avatar.
Yeah, no, like, I want an aqueous form. I don't care how it is, but I want to see an avatar aqueous form.
Yeah, I think it's neat. I'm looking forward to if that gets confirmed. At this point, I think there are too many little coincidences that line up. I feel like it kind of already has been a little bit.
I'm not mad about that.
No. I think that sounds good. That sounds neat. That sounds very in keeping with. I think here's the other thing though. I think the world of Avatar is closer to a unique plane in Magic than something like Warcraft, than something like, you know, certainly like Doctor Who or Fallout. And yeah. I think for people who are more into the Magic side of things, I think it will be easier for them to kind of just play it instead of having to be like, oh, this is Spider-Man, oh, this is, you know, Fallout stuff. Play it as though it were just another Magic set, as though this is just another plane. I think it blends in a lot better than some of the other universes beyond.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, the only things that I'm bummed about it are definitely a little more, yeah, like, metatextual in that way, where I hate that we're ending the year with two back-to-back universes beyond sets. Like, that just feels icky.
Yep.
I had gotten my timelines crossed, and I thought that Edge of Eternities came out after Spider-Man, and I'm like, okay, whatever. Like, I thought we were kind of going to go, like, one for you, one for me with it, with, like, universes beyond, universes within. And, I mean, like, if we bookend a given year of Magic releases with two in-universe sets, I think that would feel a lot better. But back-to-back universes beyond feels gross.
Yeah.
Especially with how the year was supposed to end with a return to Lorwyn.
As we're getting closer to Innistrad, I'm like, that has to be that's the next one they do, right?
A return to Innistrad?
The next remastered has to be return to Lorwyn, right?
I bet Theros happens first.
Really?
Theros or Tarkir?
I don't know. I feel like there's a lot more hype around something like Lorwyn.
But a fucking return to Tarkir would sell nutso because Fetchlands.
Oh, yeah. And they do have, well, like, I don't know. We'll see.
I fucking love Lorwyn, though. It's very, very, very lovely plane. But speaking of Innistrad remastered, do we want to look at what's been revealed so far?
Well, do we want to do that, or do we want to go through AI stuff first?
Oh, let's do the AI. Let's start with bad images, go to good images.
I've been setting up in the a chat, if you will. Don't go to the bottom ones first. I have a list of Etsy links for you to look at.
Okay.
And start at the top one.
So that would be with the Lord of Pain, correct?
Yep. And if you could paint a word picture for the listening audience out there about what this looks like.
I will. But just, would you like to set any of this up, like why you wanted to talk about this? Or do we want a live Bugs reaction and then dig into
God damn.
Thank you, Rosa.
No! What? No! What the... I hate this.
Were you fucking
kill
gay?
Yourself? No.
So what Bugs is reacting to?
Fuck off. Okay, so I am reacting to. I mean, it's maybe
that's a legendary creature on my screen right now.
Okay, you know what? I would be fine with this if they moved her left leg a little bit over to the right, and I'll explain everything. Okay. So what we are looking at is a horrific AI anime titty girl who is dressed like a dominatrix. She's in a black leather corset, black lacy panties, and she's got like a whip. The mana value has been replaced. It's three black rose, red rose instead of three swamp mountain. This is
so that is something really quick. Talking about proxies, I do want to preface that. That has been explained to me as that is something that a lot of proxy makers do so that Wizards doesn't go after them because they can't use the mana symbols. Just to clear that up.
Yeah, no, it's to get around that IP situation. And I hate this, but it would be much funnier if her... So she's covering up different parts of the words Lord of Pain, as well as the lower text box, legendary creature, human assassin, etc., etc. If
more
her leg
like
was
the
a little
text
bit
box is covering up her, am I right?
barely. It's a transparent text box for all of y'all listening at home. I really wish it said legendary creature dash human ass. Like it's right there. Just move her leg a little bit over or make her slightly bigger. I don't know. But like then it's funny. But I hate horny proxies just as like
so. Well, I'm so glad you said that. You should skip the one right below it because that's just anime girls on basic lands. Go to the third one I sent you, Shouldred the Apocalypse.
Good lord.
No!
Dude, imagine like some fat pimple-faced nerd with H-cup titties slapping that down on the table. Not only do you have to watch him like jiggle around, you have to look at this shit.
If you play this against me at a table, I am going to scoop. I do not need...
Yeah.
Jordan, you want to describe this one?
This isn't even Shouldred is the thing. So the one thing I've gotten into a lot of proxy making lately, and Bugs, I'm actually going to send you some because I just got actual printed nice ones in.
Thank you.
I've been making mostly I proxy things that are cards that I want to put in multiple decks, but I don't want to spend like $4 per copy of Lightning Greaves, or you know, I don't want to spend $30 for every copy of Trouble in Pairs, and also
Fierce Guardianship.
I want to get or different art, or I just kind of want to spice them up. So I've kind of been making basically my own little secret layers, and I have one of just like five standard cards that are they're heavy metal album covers. I have one set that is Bionicle promo art, and I have one set that is like classic Lego art.
My God, the Lego ones you showed me are so fucking cool. Like anything that you send me is going directly into my the kitchen table vintage cube.
Oh, like, absolutely. Like I love doing it. It's so fun seeing these cards and being able to print them out and play with them and show them to other people. There is something so fun about proxies, about making something your own, making it more affordable.
I love proxy artists. I love just the personality that shows through. Like, it's like, I mean, I ordered for the cube a white border hollow Shivan Wumpus.
I love that.
I commissioned a friend of mine to put it together because I'm like, that's funny.
I'm getting to it. So the problem is that as AI art has gotten so far out of hand, anybody can basically make a proxy. And the problem is that so many of these are just big titty anime girls with literally no relation to the original like card that they're supposed to be representing. Case in point, the one we're looking at, Shouldred the Apocalypse, which is, by the way, not Shouldred, the Phyrexian Praetor that people will know.
If this was Shouldred, I would give it a pass. I would think that's
it's just some
funny.
I believe this is a goth woman. What's that called? Like a bukkake face? I don't know what the term is.
Ahagao.
Oh, you don't go outside.
But it's just that.
That sucks.
You should. So Bugs, before you pass too much, I need you to look at the Jolly Balloon Man for me real quick.
Which one's that?
Am I going to survive
the one
this?
Right below it. Okay. And then click on the video.
I'm going to fucking. What the? Hold up. No.
It's a video. Wow.
I hate this. This is art. So much, but I kind of like this almost jumps the shark for me.
Hey, AI,
it's
art,
so
is it real
insanely.
Art,
if this wasn't AI, but if someone just did something similar to this, I would hate. Like, it's there's okay. Compared to the other two,
yeah,
there's at least I see the vision. that they're going for. Like,
sure.
I think just big titties, balloons, that's kind of something almost.
Okay.
I think you're blinded also, by the darkness of Sodom or whatever the fuck if you see this vision.
I am trying to...
Do you like the way her boobs hang over the text box?
Do they? Hold up.
They are literally in front of the text box. The rest of her is behind the text box.
I like that this implies that the text box is
underneath her tits.
Somehow diegetic. Yep. No, that's incredible. Okay, also all of the different things look. This is like AI Canva hell. I hate.
Ooh, oh yeah, it's so okay. Well, I want to take reviews? You. Yes, please read me a review.
I was very impressed with the art and the quality of these cards. I've definitely.
Oh wait, no, that's like three reviews I'm reading.
Collector.
Yeah. Oh no, wait. Stellar, the bots are getting off. It's every review. Wait. Yeah. Every review is that.
Or could
they are. I'm on page. No, go to page 3, 4, and 5.
Oh, it's just one guy.
I'm on page.
It's all the same guy.
Oh, here I finally.
And these are different cards. No, I think that this guy is just like a Giga Gooner.
Oh yeah, maybe you might be right. Okay,
because he says he's turned into a collector. It's the same guy. He's bought like hundreds of these Gooner cards.
I think it's a. It's got to be a bot, right?
No, because Etsy, you can't review unless you've bought the product.
Hold on. Purchased item, a Chroma Angel of Fury. Let's see how bad this is. Oh.
Yeah, these are all like... Oh my...
They might as well all be the exact same model because each one is just some vaguely anime girl with the biggest tits. And
this makes me want to start claiming I'm asexual.
Before we go too far down, I want to bring your attention to the next one on the list. Because Bugs, I need you to hold on to that hate. Okay. I need you to hold it tight. Really just embrace it for the next one I'm about to show you.
I'm reading the URL and I am going to purchase a gun just reading it. Hold up.
I clicked only.
But it actually comes in five varieties.
I saw.
That might make it better. Style.
No, it doesn't. It makes it worse.
No. 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 No.
Oh, I see.
No. No, Oh my fucking God.
Yep.
Oh my.
The real problem here, for those who don't know, this is a hair apparent lolly fucking nightmare that is, and I need to stress this part. I did not have to go searching for this specifically. On Etsy, this comes up if you type in MTG proxy. If you type in MTG proxy, if you go, hey, you know what? I want a fucking Darth Vader card. Hey, I wonder how much it costs to put Link from Legend of Zelda on a card. Yeah, like I want something silly. I want to proxy my commander, whatever.
I want to look up
MTG proxy on Etsy. This will come up uncensored for you, a picture of a anime child in panties.
I think we gotta kill the internet, panties. Guys.
It's not in panties. I feel like that would be worse. But
don't give the. I'm sure it's some nightmare monster out there.
Oh my fucking God!
Dude. Honestly, like I think if you participate in this hobby, just full stop. Like you should be sent to a fucking 1950s sanitarium and have your balls chopped off.
There's,
you won't breed.
Anyone who has purchased these cards will not see the pearly gates.
Can I send you guys one more nightmare?
Absolutely.
Sure. Okay, there's Brea Aetherium Shaper and then Breeding Pool. And I need for Brea Aetherium Shaper.
Breeding Pool better be funny.
It's not.
Come on. Come on. No. No.
Sock. There's like no sock to them either.
No. Yeah, that's the other thing. Like, if you're going to do... Okay, I don't like horny proxies kind of as a thing, because I just like... I want
it's boring. It's boring,
and I want anyone to be able to play at the table that I'm playing at, whatever. Like, I don't. Oh my god,
it's weird.
But like, also, if you're gonna make a horny proxy of Breeding Pool and you're not full sending it, what are we even doing here?
This has been such a bleak. So I said. I've been making proxies and I've been having fun making my own proxies, and I've been, it's been leading me down rabbit holes of like thinking, oh, you know, maybe I can make like not a full set, but maybe I can make like, you know, half a commander deck, or maybe I can tool out one of my commander decks to, you know, be like Devil May Cry or Doom or, you know, some shit that I love. Yeah.
I've seen like a really cool, some YouTuber did a full like proxy Bloodborne themed deck.
Bloodborne and Dark Souls and Berserk are all over the place. Like,
no,
people love those. And I'm all about it.
I read a review I shouldn't have read. It was for the rabbit one. It's blush emoji, be very, very quiet. I'm hunting wabbits.
I've never supported the Second Amendment more in my life.
Death. Right to jail.
Okay, like,
no, sir.
Like,
no, cemetery
ruins hunting wabbits for me, and now this is even further ruined. Elmer Fudd is fucking over.
Straight to exile. Do not pass go. Do not collect $100. You are
just
unpersoned.
The right amount of spicy.
No, no.
If you
no.
If you.
Wait. I need to show you this card. Someone ordered a custom card. This is awesome. This one rules.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. When Johnny Wayne Ellis enters the battlefield, you will find wisdom, friendship, happiness, and all the love in the world.
Is that just some guy?
Yeah.
That rules.
Oh, wait. It's commemorative. This is like, because his power toughness is 1974 to 2021.
Aww.
Wait, that's, oh my god, it's a memorial.
Why'd you buy it from the pedophile Magic the Gathering shops?
What? No!
Oh, there's a new one that Jordan sent?
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Christ in a bucket. Jordan,
I don't fucking care.
Jordan, when you suggested that we look at some AI proxy hell stuff, I was like, how the hell? How the hell is this going to translate to audio? Like, I'm like, I'm down, but like,
no, just the mental image of like the pimple faced dweeb with
it's haunting.
Gynecromastia is when you grow titties as a dude, right?
Sure.
The fucking image of him slamming this guy on a table.
I slam him down on the table.
Yeah, I think as a bit, as a joke, if you were to have, like, okay, so here's the thing. There is a difference between a sexy card.
Yes.
And all right, for example, Bugs, are you familiar with the card Soul Collector?
Yeah, I think I've seen it once or twice. Yeah,
it is a kind of older vampire card that is. I'm going to say the art is kinky as hell.
Oh no, you've seen Earthbind, right?
Oh yeah, like Earthbind is the classic. I think there is a difference between something that is artistically kinky or sexy.
In
a way that is like. Oh. Like if you were to do a sexy Shouldred, if you were to do here's Shelly and it just looks like Shouldred, but she's like kind of scantily clad.
Yeah.
Like,
no, I mean,
fine,
like,
whatever.
It's Magic the fucking Gathering. Like, I love the, like, you know, this shit feels like the fucking cartoon for like the cartoon movie Heavy Metal. Like, yeah, like cards can be horny.
There's a difference.
Like,
piping in like sexy child into Grok and putting that on a fucking magic.
Literally. Like, I would, oh my god. Like, I feel
it is so far past the shark. Yeah, it's a nightmare.
Like, if it was if that was actually a slutty Shildred. Yeah, that's a good bit. Okay.
I'm like, just like, looking at Johnny Wayne Ellis right now.
Yeah, no, Johnny Wayne Ellis is the cleanse I need. We need
solace in his kind, soulful eyes and his yellow bow tie.
He's like an enema for the soul, you know what I mean?
We gotta post him when we post this. Like, I have no idea.
The cover art, honestly.
Making him the cover art of the episode. Just some random fucking guy.
No idea who Johnny Wayne Ellis is. I have no idea what kind of a person he was. But I love that someone in his life loved him enough to do this. That is fantastic.
Yeah, so I just wanted to, as somebody who's been doing proxies and as somebody who's been looking for proxies, I want to say that people need to... The other half of the proxy issue is that a lot of people use proxies to make commander decks and to fill out commander decks. And if you are going to buy a proxy deck, if you want your one piece proxy deck, if you're getting a gift for a loved one and they really love, you know, Dead by Daylight or whatever, and you want to get them a Magic deck, please do not support people who use AI art. And please do not support these awful nightmares that are like, it is an infestation on Etsy right now. And the big problem is that it is burying people who do legitimately really cool art in proxies.
This guy, one of the guys that you sent has a bunch of ones where it's just like girls spread eagle across the card.
hold up.
He has a not safe for work section versus.
Oh, that's fucking nuts.
Yeah, that's really funny. I think that's awesome.
Okay, like, see, that jumps the shark. So, like, yeah, a soul ring.
Think it does.
No, I think that's like, of all of these, I'm like, that is so. We're burning down the rainforest for this shit. You know what? Like, fucking.
So, for those who don't know, it is a low angle of a naked woman with massive heaving boobs, and what I am presuming, it's censored, what I'm presuming is just spreading her vagina open to the world.
Yeah, off the block.
This is just like, I look at that and I'm like, fucking sure, man.
That's if you go down to the first review, the person posts a picture of it and it's a nightmare.
Of which one? Link or second link?
The soul ring.
Hold up. That's horrific. Kill yourself.
That's horrifying.
That is, I don't know how many.
Dude, that's that type of shit that would turn someone gay. If that's what pussy looked like, I'd kill myself.
That is like, sorry that I keep saying actionable kill yourselves on this.
Okay, we're just gonna. It'll be funnier when we bleep half of this episode.
Yeah, but fucking like.
Dude, that pussy was...
Walk directly... Anyone who's making this shit, please walk directly into hell.
Sorry to talk about the logistics of this, but this is like some loose-ass grandma pussy. Like, that one, that's not... like, that's just like a hole going to
I don't...
Like, what's going on there? Yeah,
like, I don't even... The anatomy is... Yeah, Jesus fucking...
It's like an Arby's roast beef sandwich.
I wish. No, I've seen the Arby's sandwiches. That's just fucking.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, you're pussy sexual. I feel you.
Oh my fucking.
Yeah, I feel we're probably good to move on. I just wanted to call attention to this nightmare that I experienced. God. So I want everybody else to have experienced
as
well.
This was something I could provide commentary on.
Jesus fucking Christ. Yeah, I guess let's talk about Innistrad. Speaking
of horrors beyond imagination.
Innistrad! We're going to Innistrad for a second with the remastered.
You know what? I feel like we're already there. I feel like I've been living in Innistrad after that.
Oh, yeah, you know what? Bring on the Eldrazi, please.
No, my Etsy recommended is ruined. Jordan!
Oh no!
Jordan!
No way, Eldrazi.
Stickers. I hate you.
It's ruined.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Ain't no way Eldrazi pussy can be worse than what we saw.
Yeah, Emrakul, please embrace me. Okay. So I want to start out with a really hot take. And that is that I really, really, really don't like the old border delver of secrets.
I'm going to back you up and say I don't like, for whatever reason, a decent amount of the old border cards in this set.
I, like, as the pod's official Delver enjoyer, I'm very excited for the draft environment for this. I love drafting Delver and trying to force it. But, like, these, I don't understand, like, I finally, like, yeah, it just, because Innistrad didn't have this border.
No.
Ever.
Nope.
Like, it's, like, I like the other alternative border, like, the actual from Innistrad, like, I'm looking at, like, the Blood Artist, the Bloodline
Keeper.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Like, the Vampire border, I enjoy that. I would have fucking loved a Delver in that. But, like, goddamn.
It's especially a bummer for me because I've loved... So, two things. One, they're really only doing... Oh, no, they have some of the Werewolf border. But, like,
yeah.
They did such great treatments and showcases in Crimson Vow and Midnight Hunt. Like, I yeah. love the alternate treatments for all the werewolves.
Fucking cool.
So many great, like, the full arts. Those are beautiful, beautiful sets.
Yeah.
And they are keeping that up. I think there are a lot of the full arts in this set that are only available in collector boosters, which is kind of a bummer.
Yeah, but, like, oh my god, the movie poster full arts.
They're so gorgeous.
Brand right now, oh my god.
They're reprinting Grizzlebrand. Yeah.
Yeah. No, which I hope that means, like, a foil for Grizzlebrand gets even cheaper because I want one for my cube. I love that Draftrats is in this for, like, draft. Like, I fucking love Draftrats, Draftrats Midnight Scavengers.
I think they've done a lot of really smart additions. Like, also things that weren't, like, Innistrad native. That I think will make it super fun to draft with.
Like, anything in particular you're thinking about?
Where's that red one? Oh, I don't remember the name off the top of my head. But it's they've done a lot of. I think that yes, Mass Hysteria.
The one with the werewolves on it.
Yep.
Oh my god. Okay. Like, shit. That's great. Oh my god. Through the Breach, also fantastic card. Like.
I love Innistrad next to, I don't want to say Duskmourne because I feel like that's too recent, but, like, Innistrad is probably my favorite plane. Like, even after I've opened a box of Midnight Hunt, Crimson Vow, and Shadows over Innistrad, and still will get excited about opening up even a draft pack because I love the art, I love the flavor, I love the plane so much. I have multiple decks that are basically Innistrad like tribute decks, and I am so fucking excited for this as a best of.
Oh my god, like, so many, especially for, like, commander reprints, like, so many cool cards came from, like, OG Innistrad block. Fucking Craterhoof,
Gitrog monster,
Thalia, like, we're gonna reprint a fucking Hermit Druid. That's nuts.
One of the ones I really hope are you familiar with By Invitation Only?
I don't believe so. Hold up. Let me go to the lovely Scryfall.
Let me turn you on to Game about one of maybe the best board wipe cards.
Oh, that's cunty. All right. For 3 and a pair of white sorcery, choose a number between 0 and 13. Each player sacrifices that many creatures.
So I was playing my Bumbleflower deck. Which is also my Hera parent deck. And the fun part about playing that card in a token deck is that, say, everybody has 5 creatures, but you have more than 5 tokens, you can just sack 5 tokens and still have a board while everybody else loses all of their board.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it's really slept on, and I hope it gets...
Oh my god. Oh my god, this is, like, I think the first time I've really let myself look at this. The Vampire Border treatment for Edgar Markov.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I love that. That's correct. Like, that's decadent. Oh my god. Speaking of fucking commander reprints,
I'm really, yeah, that's gorgeous. God, there's fucking four Edgar Markovs.
You know what? That probably means it's going to be really easy to crack.
Yeah, I'm that's kind of what I'm thinking too.
I'm hoping. Like, Edgar Markov's sick as hell. Shame that he's like $100 because he's like, the vampire commander. Like, why would you run anyone else? I also, oh my God, the Arlen Cord and the werewolf. Werewolf frame. That's.
I love the werewolf frame and the werewolf alt art, and I wish there was more of it here. I mean, maybe there will be.
Yeah, I don't understand why we did. I mean, I guess like, is the old border just for like, no?
Because there's some stuff that's not rare. Like, I was like, okay, is it only rares or mythics? But no,
it's
all over the place.
Oh my God, I love that Burning Vengeance. Oh my God, Burning Vengeance is such a cool card. Drafting this is going to be great. Burning Vengeance, for anyone who's unfamiliar, it's a 2 in a red enchantment that has whenever you cast a spell from your graveyard, this enchantment deals 2 damage to any target. And yeah, flashback, baby. Like, oh my God.
So I'm wondering.
They better reprint Dream Twist. That's all I'm saying. Oh,
I'm sure they will.
Let me.
I wonder how much. Of this is gonna end up being stuff, because there's a couple cards here and there that were in Crimson Vow and Midnight Hunt, but being that those sets were only a couple years ago, I'm wondering how much is gonna be in there.
I'd probably guess like 40 20.
You think so?
Yeah, I bet it's gonna be about 40 OG, 40 Eldrazi, and 20 Vow Hunt, double feature. However you wanna
shorten. Yeah, I mean,
there are a couple though, like Lantern Bearer, plus all 3 versions of the Delver of Secrets, which that's great.
And they also got Snapcaster Mage from earlier, but
it's from OG, but they got fucking Snapcaster Mage.
As a fan favorite plane, as like I don't even really have much more to say. I think this is cool as hell, and I'm looking forward to my month is all leading towards drafting this.
Yeah. Cackling Counterpart. Fucking, oh, yeah. Wait, is that Gravecrawler? Let's go. And, you know, Gristlebrand, like Lily. We got Liliana. Oh,
yeah. I do want that Liliana retro frame. I think that looks really cool.
Yeah, that one is weird and anachronistic enough for me to get on with it. But, like, I don't know how I feel about, like, a retro frame Meat Hook Massacre.
Like that's really the problem for me, is I think that some of the newer art is just, it's too high quality for the retro frames. Like if they made, what would have been really cool is if they did like demakes where they made like slightly rougher new art for the retro frames.
I could get into that.
Like I could really fuck with that if they used some of the more old style, like rougher brush strokes and stuff like that. Be way into it.
Yeah, but like God, but like the It of the Horrid Swarm in retroframe, I'm like, what, this, who is this for?
Yeah, I the thing in the ice. I don't.
Yeah, I just. I don't.
We'll say, so what I think they kind of should have done, because they've done in this set what they've started doing in Foundations, which is to have full art cards for even commons.
Yeah.
And like, I love the full art that they've shown off for a braid.
Oh, a braid. I really like Young Wolf. That's a good puppy.
Yeah, that's a good one too. And the fact that they're commons, I really, God, I hope they keep doing that, because I love cracking a full art common.
Yeah, like I'm rarely mad at a full art. And these are all, God, that a braid really is just so perfectly flavorful, gorgeous, gorgeous art.
Oh yeah, I'm just seeing the It of the Horrid Swarm. That Eldrazi old style.
Yeah, brother, like Not about it. Well, like, okay, you know,
and the Wretched Griff.
The one thing I'll give the Eldrazi in this style is, if this is the cheapest version of the card, okay, I'll probably play it.
Yeah, sure. Ooh, I'm just looking at the retro lands though.
Oh yeah, no, the retro lands can get it.
Those are gorgeous.
Those can get it. I love
these hard. The red mountain with the blood moon behind it.
Yeah, no, I was gonna say the ocean, like the ship on the ocean island.
Yep.
Honestly, both islands. God, these are really pretty. Like, it's the thing that I love about a remaster is you get to also do like a greatest hits of like just sick art from the plane's history. And like, what, like, God. Oh, you know what I hope we get?
What?
I hope we get some of the OG, like the different cities, lands. Like, if we get a reprint of like Kessig Wolf Run.
Ooh.
Like, oh my,
That's another one of my favorite parts of the last two Innistrad sets were those like full art dual lands that they had.
Oh my God.
Gorgeous. Yeah, unbelievably gorgeous.
Yeah, I'm really curious. Like, so we're looking at about, I have no idea how big the set is, like how many cards are in it.
I think.
Yeah, I think there's at least three cards in this set.
Whoa. I'm looking at Gitrog Monster. Gitrog Monster's number is 0489.
Yeah, but that's counting like different treatments and stuff too.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
Cards selected for the set, I'm not entirely sure. But I think we're only seeing like maybe definitely less than half. I'm stoked to see what the full reveal of this set is because like it's, I love that we're getting Bruna and Gisela.
And yeah.
Like, the meld Eldrazi angel. Like, fuck yeah.
And both Avacyns.
Yeah.
Avacyn the Purifier and Angel of Hope, which is another card that I'm glad to see is back.
Oh, yeah.
Although I just bought a Japanese Avacyn to have one for like $17 a couple months ago, but it's fine. It's okay.
You know what? You got a Japanese Avacyn. That's cool as hell.
I actually ended up, oddly enough, I ended up getting two because I think they sent me one accidentally. So I can't be too mad about it, I guess.
That's, oh my God. Hell yeah. Fuck yeah, Innistrad. Like,
hell yeah. I'm really, really ready for it. I'm so excited for it. I need more spooky cards, always more spooky cards. And I'm going to savor this because I think this is the last like horror themed set we're getting for a minute.
Depending on how Edge of Eternities is, yeah, probably. Like I doubt they're gonna do a lot of like cosmic space horror, but they could.
They should. They
absolutely should. I like the little smattering of Eldrazi that we're getting in this.
It has like a little bit, they are so far doing a good job of a little bit of everything with it because they have, although I haven't seen many of the night day transformation cards.
It wouldn't surprise me if they're just not doing, I have no idea how you do a, both day-night transformation as well as original Innistrad transformation. Like, I don't know how you make that a draft environment without everyone getting pissed off.
Yeah, that's fair.
Unless they, you know what?
Unless you think they errata day-bound and night-bound?
Or they errata old ones to have day-bound, night-bound. That'd be sick.
Interesting.
That, like, I... Well, because that retroactively...
They do have some of them. Huntmaster of the Fells has, if no spells were... At the beginning of each upkeep, if no spells were cast, transform this creature. So they have some stuff that is close to it, but they don't have Daybound and Nightbound that I'm seeing.
Okay, so they have the old flippy templating. Yeah. I mean,
I think they'll probably just stick with that.
Like, if I'm designing the set, that's what I do, just because I want werewolves to be able to function and feel good to play.
Yeah.
God. Fuck yeah, Innistrad.
Hell yeah, Innistrad. I think that's a pretty positive note to end on, unless there was anything else we wanted to get into.
Let me just check the agendum. Yeah, no, I think that that covers just about everything that I wanted to talk about today, and this was a fantastic palate cleanser from the little trip to hell you took us on.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. But no, AI proxies are a scourge.
AI proxies are...
They're to be wiped from the earth.
They are a scourge. Do something kind to your mind, and don't look at those.
Nope.
Fall under the thrall of Emrakul. You will find more peace there, I promise. Get get for completed. Sure. I'm not your mom. Jesus Christ. All right. Do we want to wrap this out? Do tales where everyone can find us?
Yeah, absolutely. I am on YouTube at Dead Domain and on Twitter and Blue Sky at Domain Dead. And you can usually find me there or on my Twitch channel where I stream every week.
Hell yeah. And I'm mostly over on Blue Sky at Bugs Matrix. That's Matrix with Y. You can catch me shit posting about Magic the Gathering. And recently, I've gotten into Warhammer Age of Sigmar. So,
oh yeah, you have.
I'm going to be posting my little guys. I'm on Gloonswipe Gits. And they're going to get good with Gits. And yeah, otherwise, you can catch me trying to be more regular about streaming over on Twitch at Bugs Matrix, where me and my partner Vi play a bunch of different paper magic in our show, Attic Magic.
Hell yeah. And Rosa, do you want to tag yourself real quick?
I'm producer Rosa, host of the Composting Podcast, founder of Mildly Funny Productions, and a stand-up comedian. And you can find me on the Composting Podcast.
And where can we find this podcast?
On YouTube now. You asked me that as I took a sip of water. That felt very targeted.
My apologies.
That's a dick move, buddy.
Yeah, you know what? You know what? We gotta haze you somehow.
Also, did you guys see the awesome Seth MacFarlane art I put in general chat? That's how I learned that there was a fire in LA. No one acknowledged it, and that kind of pissed me off, because that's a really awesome drawing.
I missed that. That's fantastic. It's Brian dressed as a fireman, and he says, thank you to our amazing Los Angeles firefighters. Stay safe.
I didn't know that there was a fire going on, and I saw videos of it, and they're not amazing firefighters. They're kind of doing a bad job.
Of fire to be fighting in their defense.
Yeah, there's a lot of fire there.
To put out the fires there.
Oh, my God. Well, this isn't a politics podcast, so we're not getting into that.
Oh, never mind.
But yeah, you can find us over on YouTube at, is it just Podatog, I believe, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, find us on YouTube at Podatog. Find us on Blue Sky at Podatog. We were on Twitter for a few seconds, but then Elon banned us because he's a fucking dick.
So we're on woke Twitter, where it's just like wine moms on it.
I am the most wine mom over there. I, you know what,
dude, fuck Blue Sky.
Yeah, that's fair. But Twitter's just Twitter feels sticky now.
It's an awful place. Don't go there.
I like
two things are true. Don't look for magic proxies on Etsy, and don't go on Twitter.
Never tweet.
You say that, and then you are on Twitter like 3 hours a day, Jordan.
I brave the vast unkempt wild, so everybody else doesn't have to.
You're on it more than Blue Sky, because you know that Blue Sky is kind of ass, and there's nothing going on there.
Yeah, there's no game on Blue Sky. I'm gonna be real.
There's not it's enough. So it doesn't have the juice yet. I just like posting my nonsense.
Will. It never will. Except for the Podatog Blue Sky.
Which you should follow.
Because I help run that. The moment I got the password to it, I said, rip the goat Magic Johnson. And then I put a Michael Jordan quote with a picture of Magic Johnson. No one liked
it. We need to wrap this up. Let's cut out some of the last couple minutes here. Bugs, you want to lead us out?
Yeah, this has been Podatog, where we talk pods and pass that turn.